Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, and welcome everyone to History Dweebs. I'm Tim. I am joined today by my cohorts. Before we do introductions, let's tell you a little bit about what the podcast. Joanna Dehenny, what do we say? Joanna Dehenny, from Great Britain, a serial killer from Great Britain, responsible for the Peterborough murders, ditch murders. We're going to talk a little bit about her. But before we do, we have a special guest today we'd like to welcome, and that is Casey. How are you doing, Casey?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
Doing well. We're glad that you're back. Did you have a nice holiday weekend?
I did, and I want to thank you for writing these scripts for us today.
Yeah, you are welcome, Casey. It's finally someone will thank me.
I just did.
I merely said I did not know Britney Spears was leaving the EU.
Chuck, I will stop this podcast and leave right now. Okay, I'm also joined by the very lovely and talented Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm good. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well.
Excellent.
And also by whatever his name is, Chuck. Welcome, Chuck. How are you today, Chuck?
I'm on pins and needles, Tim.
Okay, good. All right, you have any shout-outs?
I ain't got a damn thing to say, Tim.
Good. I would like to give a shout-out to two people. I'd like to give a shout out to Mary Ray, who worked very hard on a blanket, and
it was beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I'm not laughing at the blanket because she did a really good job. I'm laughing at you guys, but she did a beautiful job. Mary Ray did a wonderful job on made me a Bengals blanket, and she's working on, I think, a UK blanket.
Thank you.
And Chuck, a Broncos blanket. And if you, want to keep warm with your favorite team, I know this is summer, so this is kind of probably a hard sell in the summertime, but take a look at it because it's handmade. You can go on the History Dweeb podcast page and see it for yourself or shoot me an email. I'll be happy to show you pictures of it. It's beautiful. She does great work. And, all handmade. So thank you, Mary Ray. You've done a wonderful job.
Who's your other? I don't want to interrupt you. Who's your other shout out?
I want to just give a shout out to Tasha because she is. Her birthday's coming up. Had a chat,
hey.
A brief chat with her over the weekend. She's a very intelligent young lady. And June the, I think she said June the 12th.
Slam.
No, you're intelligent. I'm just saying she's a very. You could be more than one intelligent young lady.
He did not say young for you.
No, I know.
She is anyway. Her birthday's coming up. So happy birthday, Tasha. Any more shout-outs? I guess we don't need to give Casey a shout-out since he's here.
No, Casey's here.
I'm here.
So we're good. I want to know how we didn't get nominated for a potty.
Because we suck. okay. I don't know. I think. I don't know. There is a podcast awards thing, but I don't know. It's only like the...
I mean, do we have to, junket for it? Do we have to
you have to be, in the top,
I think we're in an echelon.
Gilbert Godfrey,
echelon, but...
Right.
We're up there.
That's the kind of folks who get...
So it's all political. It's all against
the
little guy.
I looked at the nominees, last podcast on the left wasn't nominated. Dan Carlin wasn't nominated. Thinking Sideways wasn't nominated. So we're in good company. So, but we just don't have the listenership. It probably takes a million listeners to get nominated or something, but... Anyway, we would like to get the Colonel a potty.
Because he never gets an award at work.
No. So, and he really deserves an award for podcasting, because he does a good job, even though he sucks. So, Colonel.
I think him being on our podcast is an award enough.
He gets a lot of praise. He gets almost everyone comments on.
Who in the hell praises me?
Everyone on the every time we get
you damn near just stabbed me with a pair of scissors because I asked you about a correction on the script.
The point about the a correction, because in order to make a correction, right, you have to write the script, and when you don't write the script, you don't get to criticize the spelling.
Well,
when you write the script, then you can bitch. But until then, you don't get a bitch.
A clarification is not a criticism.
I'm going to need you to close your...
No, I was just asking. It was a point of clarification. That's all I wanted. You know how...
I sent this thing out a week ago. You had a week to read it. You
sent this out a week ago?
Yes. I sent it out a week ago. And you didn't read it.
I think you sent me a link.
You didn't text me.
I lost in the mail.
We had a 3-day weekend. You didn't text me at any point to ask for clarification.
Hold on.
No, a minute before the podcast goes on, then you start asking questions. Well, that's why you're not getting a fucking pot.
I hate the mom and dad fight.
I do. It makes me feel bad. It
makes me nervous. I think I peed a little.
They're going to break the band up.
I peed a little. So, if you would like...
drinking a little
bit. If you would like to do the next one...
Are you Yoko Ono in this situation?
If you would like to do the next script...
We're making Casey uncomfortable.
Casey can't quit laughing.
Okay, let's get on to this side.
Do you have any shout-outs, Chuck?
Yeah, do you have any shout-outs? Seriously, do you have any shout-outs?
I'm afraid to talk.
You can talk. Just don't criticize, because I will stop this and go back.
We'll shut this motherfucker down now. He's not having it today. Timmy's having a health scare. He's not
I have 10,000 downloads for the month. I don't need
They raised the price. They raised the price of ass in Covington.
I don't want Covington. I stay away from Covington.
It's a tense situation.
Covington is.
I feel like it's hostage thing going on here. Do you have any shout outs?
I ain't going to say a damn thing.
Okay, no, Chuck has no shout outs.
All right, let's talk about the Peterborough ditch murders, shall we?
The Peterborough ditch murders?
Yeah, something like that.
Don't correct me.
No, I wasn't correcting him. I wanted to make sure I heard him properly.
Yeah, again, if you read the script prior, you would be aware of the title of the show.
I saw Peterborough.
Okay.
Which made me giggle.
Hey, like a sober right? Strike. I'm a
I saw Peterborough.
Okay. Peterborough ditch murders. There were a series of three murders that took place in England, jolly old England, in March of 2013. So this is a pretty recent story. All the victims were male and died of stab wounds. The bodies of three men were discovered dumped in ditches outside of Peterborough, which I guess is...
Hence the name, yes.
Peterborough.
Ditch murders.
Yeah, so
that's Kookaburra. Never mind.
Yeah, this is pretty recent. All of the attacks took place within a period of 10 days, so this is more of a spree. The murderer was Joanna Dehenney. Joanna Dehenney. Oh, I like that sound.
That's my cool.
No, that's cool. I need that sound.
I thought I had my phone.
We need that for sound like sound effects.
I like that sound. Your phone going off during the podcast.
You can have that every time somebody uses the word cock holster.
Yeah, I can play that. No, Timmy, people like cock holster. They like cock holster better.
Timmy will pip slap you quicker than shit.
No, I can like that noise. I wish I could do that. There's probably a way to do that on GarageBand. I just haven't figured it out. Joanna Dehenney.
Dehenney.
Okay, that's her name.
Like Brian.
She was a local woman, local to there, I guess, who was later sentenced to life imprisonment with the recommendation that she never be paroled, becoming only the third woman in British history to receive such a sentence. Who was the other two?
Queen Elizabeth? Anne
Boleyn. Nope. Rose West, we done a story on.
Oh, we did the story on.
And Henley.
Don Henley.
Moore's murders.
Oh, the Moore's murders. Yeah.
It really was Don Henley.
Should have got.
So we did both. We did podcasts on both them. Me and John Henley. Okay, so Joanna Dehenney. Let's talk about her.
Dennehy. Like Brian Dennehy.
What the hell?
I didn't like him.
What the hell are you going to do when he gets
his name?
Slaboswowski.
That one no one can pronounce. That's okay.
Slaboswowski?
Born in St. Albans.
I don't like that name.
Born in St. Albans. She grew up in a four-bedroom home. I don't know why
she's balling.
I don't know why four bedroom. I don't know why that's important to the story.
Maybe that's a big house.
Well, yeah, I mean, she grew up in a relatively, you know,
well-to-do,
middle-class type of environment. Her father worked as a security guard.
Security guard?
Well, he probably did pretty well. He probably was, maybe.
People didn't fuck with him either.
Security guard.
Was he
a Roman or a Greek security guard?
Well, that's the problem. If he was at the mall, they all think they're security gods.
You think he had one of those little patch on his
I will smite you down.
All right. So her father, Kevin, worked as a security guard, while her mother, Kathleen, managed a grocery store. So, you know, a middle-class family. She was a bright, outgoing child, our Joanna. She shared a bunk bed with her sister Maria, who was 2 years younger than she was. Joanna and her sister were very close. They created a secret language that only the two of them shared.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
I've seen other stories about kids that do that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when they do it. It's weird.
The twins, people always ask me, did the twins have a secret language? They didn't have a secret language, but they had secret words. They had separate words for things.
But we didn't ask.
Was it like Pig Latin?
Yeah.
It was, and you couldn't decipher it. It drove him crazy.
It was like, Ukne, Himne.
Yeah.
No, they just had weird words for shit that you would...
That's because they had a speech impediment.
They did not. Well, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
His
sons are very bright. They both just graduated college.
Okay. Despite part of their lineage, they did graduate from college.
They can be bright and have a speech impediment.
Yeah.
No. It's not mutually exclusive, right? All right. Some of us can be very bright and speak clearly.
Helen Keller was bright.
Yeah.
Although I think they made up a lot of shit about her.
You never know what she was saying.
It's a legend.
Yeah, it was like, oh, look, she's speaking Latin.
The legend of Helen Keller.
Are you really, really?
Look at that. She's speaking. She learned seven languages altogether.
You realize I don't edit this, right?
She speaks into people's hands, Dilweed.
In Latin and Russian.
Yes, in French.
Yeah. Yeah, hold out your hand, Casey.
She looked remarkably like Patty Duke.
She was amazing. Look like Patty Duke.
My dad used to do that to us.
She had a crazy-ass pit bull. You ever noticed?
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, she had a crazy-ass pit bull.
My dad used to do that all the time when he couldn't hear. When we'd sit there and go, what? He'd grab our hand and go, get the trash cans.
I don't remember
that. Oh, my gosh. Ask him.
Okay.
Okay,
Casey
did it to you most.
Casey has repressed most of his childhood.
He probably should.
That's true.
So the girls were
going to repress this podcast as awkward as it is in here.
You know, I was worried about this podcast not being long enough, but I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that. So Joanna and her sister both love music. Joanna would make up lyrics to songs and teach Maria how to sing.
We do that.
She was a songwriter.
Yeah, she's very talented.
She had the Nude for Love.
They had a tree house in their backyard.
Back in my day, getting dirty and shitty.
Yeah.
And then evenings after dinner, they would go in the tree house and sing.
That's weird.
Who didn't?
By all accounts, Joanna had a safe, loving, and stable childhood. There was no history of neglect or abuse by her parents. In fact, she seemed to have a strong, loving relationship with them.
And then it went left.
Yeah, it takes a left here. Maria, Joanna's sister, would join the army, and she completed a tour in Afghanistan. So, you know, thank you for your service, Maria.
Is that how you solve a problem?
Now
that was such a good musical reference, and nobody here sucks.
Nope, didn't get it.
Sorry.
You don't know how to solve a problem like Maria? There's a song. Okay,
I just met a woman named Maria.
You're uneducated, all of you.
Okay, so for their childhood, her sister ended up going to become an IT engineer. So she, we talk about nature versus nurture and how one child can do well, and the other turns up as a mass murderer. Well,
yeah.
That's the same old chestnut.
Yeah. It's the same old story all the time.
Same old story. Yeah. So they expected Joanna kind of to follow the path of her sister, even though her sister was younger. I don't know how she's supposed to follow the path. But anyway.
She went to the dark side.
Joanna was clever and capable, and her parents dreamed of her going to the university and becoming an attorney. A solicitor, you may say.
Well, she was, sort of.
Well, she's not. Yeah, I could. All right. So after going to school, at age 11, she played hockey and was on the volleyball team.
You know what that means? She played hockey.
Oh, she was a lesbian.
She was carpet muncher.
She's just one softball away from being.
She played hockey. You know what that means? She can skate.
I didn't read anything in the research about her being a lesbian, but she could be.
She's like, not that we all judge. The signs.
Was she the goalie?
I don't know. She took coverage.
Yeah. If she was a goon, maybe. Maybe she was a goon. The two girls were treated the same growing up, but Joanna rebelled. All right, let's talk about her rebellion, shall we?
We shall.
When she was 14, she began... When she was 14, she began skipping school and associating with older boys who introduced her to alcohol and to skunk.
What the hell?
Skunk? That's weed.
Is it ditch weed?
It's a high-strength form of, marijuana.
Marijuana.
Which has been linked to mental illness. So watch out for the skunk.
Explains Jason.
That's true. By the time she was 15, her behavior had begun to seriously damage her relationship with her parents. She was having problems in school and constantly arguing with her parents and other students. She had to get into big trouble when she got drunk. China. She drank a bottle of whiskey and climbed out of the school window.
The marijuana. She drank a whole bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
In school?
When she was 15.
And she still climbed out of a window?
Right. Fell. Climbed, fell.
Yeah.
A little fuzzy.
So, apparently, she was starting to take a left.
Wait a minute. She drank a whole bottle of whiskey at school?
At school, and then she climbed out a window.
How does nobody catch this? Like, a fifth of whiskey going down this kid's gullet, and nobody says...
Well, you don't know how much skunk she had.
But it doesn't matter how much skunk she had.
That's all we know about. We don't know about skunk. She may have had skunk too.
I would have enjoyed school a lot better.
That's fine.
Falling out the window.
Fall out the window. She climbed out the window. She might have been on the first floor. We don't know.
But here's the thing. She might have been high and drunk, but I would assume that her teachers were not. So people had to have seen her.
Did you say it was Catholic school?
I don't know if it was Catholic.
So they could have been drunk.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was Catholic school or not.
They could have been chugging. Who misses that?
Teachers can't be responsible for everything.
It could have been my kids went to a Montessori school where they told, they let the kids make mistakes
everybody's
and learn
a winner.
From it. Yeah.
I hate everybody's a winner. Because everybody's not a winner.
Well, you know what? And this is the whole problem with the world right now.
Millennials.
Participation trophies.
Yeah. That went to millennials.
They ruined the world.
I know. But that's
and yet,
case.
Here at work, you do not even get participation.
You don't even get that.
Randy was the loser in our family.
You're an asshole.
She got a lot of participation.
No.
You really?
Yeah.
No.
You should bring it in sometime so we can see.
I don't have participation.
They were from our parents. They were just like, you suck.
I know that's
you showed up.
I didn't participate with any of that shit that went on in our house.
Whatever. You were in the middle of all of it.
No.
You were the cause of all of it.
No, that would be drama.
But this certificate is to recognize Brandy for showing up for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Sober.
Well, don't go too far.
I really didn't do that. We had to draw the line somewhere.
All right. No, I'm sure you were a very good child.
Yeah, you'd be wrong.
What the hell is that about? You lived.
Well, I mean, it's
by my grace.
What
you
he's
lived.
Saying about this girl is making me think of the devil in her younger days.
First of all,
drinking whiskey, climbing out the window.
I've never fallen out a window.
She climbed.
She climbed out of a window.
She climbed.
Played
whatever.
All the lesbian sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If she starts stripping, we know they're the same people.
Interesting you said that.
Here it comes.
When she was 15.
She was a stripper?
No. She met a 21-year-old, John Traynor, who she would eventually marry, and she would bear him two children.
Wow.
Yeah. At 21, he was unemployed.
They're right.
He was taking his German Shepherd on an afternoon walk through the park. It was a Saturday in the park.
In the park, yeah. Was it the 4th of July?
It must have been the 4th of July. No, I don't know when it was. But he was walking in the park near her home, where she lived. And they met. She started playing, patting the dog, and told him that she loved dogs. And, you know, that's how the Colonel...
That's how the Colonel meets women.
Yeah.
I take Rudy out.
I know, but then, you know, they leave you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
But anyway, they got into a conversation. They agreed to meet up. They started dating. The relationship rapidly blossomed into something serious, despite their age difference. He was smitten. Tranter was smitten with the young,
gross,
extroverted teenager. They soon started dating. Yeah, she's 15. He was 21. What was the little age difference, I guess.
Gross.
Troubles continued at home for Joanna and her parents. They continued to fight constantly. Her parents could no longer control her, and she pretty much did what she liked. Eventually, her parents had enough.
That sounds like Granny.
Yeah.
How about this? Eventually, her parents had enough, and they kicked her out of the house.
Did you get kicked out, Devil?
No.
Did you ever get locked out?
No.
Thrown out?
No.
So did you bring any lesbian friends home?
You know, I'm sure I did, but I would like to tell just a short little blurb since Chuck gets to tell all these stories. I'm going to tell this great story.
Okay.
So one time I did bring one of my friends home.
Can we go back to lesbians?
She was not
this?
Lesbian.
Damn.
She was not
I know
a lesbian.
This story.
One time you should because you were intricately involved in
She's
it.
She's hot
so
too.
I brought one of my friends home, and my brother was there at our house.
Casey.
My brother Casey was at the house, and Casey comes wandering out of his bedroom and into the kitchen in his tidy whities in front of my friend.
Oh, you're in her house. That's I'm sorry.
Well, I walked down the aisle with her at her wedding, at Brandy's wedding too.
House rules.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So he comes home, out. He's got his tidy whities on. Well, here is the problem. So he has this whole conversation with Rebecca about whatever it was. He sounded kind of drunk, and he's got his underwear on, thinking he's, like, casting over there in his tidy-whities.
How old was he at this point?
Oh, what, probably 15?
14, 15.
Yeah, I mean, old enough that, yeah, it was not
old
uncomfortable.
Old enough that his boner was showing.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So then he wanders back. This was not the morning time. So then he wanders back and goes back to bed. He goes back to bed. We'll come to find out he had taken some NyQuil. And where it only says that you should take, like, you know, 3 tablespoons or whatever.
Four
tablespoons?
Yes.
Casey took 4 little cups.
Damn,
thinking that
dude.
That was a whole tablespoon. And so...
You're tired?
Casey was out for a couple of days, except for wandering in to talk to my girlfriend, who he had a crush on at the time. Walked in, like, trying to be all smooth with her. Hey, what are you guys doing here? What's going on?
Slobbering down
yeah,
the side.
It was like...
But I woke up 2 or 3 days later, and my cold was gone.
Yes. And so it worked there. Yeah. But yeah.
Bet you were hungry as hell.
Highly recommend. And that was before they took all the good stuff out of the NyQuil.
You were in a NyQuil coma.
Yeah, I was.
So, yes. But yeah, I'm sure I did bring lesbian friends home. In fact, I know I did.
Who were they?
No, I did not.
Names?
Nope.
Damn.
Were they your lovers?
No. Ew.
Did you explore that side of yourself personally?
No. We're good.
I feel like that's a repressed side.
That may have came out in college.
Maybe
it came out in college.
Yeah, between the games of the doubleheader.
She was a lug.
Dug out.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Do you know what a lug is?
No.
It's a lesbian until graduation.
Really?
Was you a lug?
No.
What? You know, you're in a loving, safe environment. First of all, I am not ever. As soon as I get in this building, I am not in
safe
a loving,
environment.
Safe environment.
You was walking around. You would remind me of
what's the lesbian stories.
Movie.
Keep it down.
Okay, but you
just play along.
It was a movie.
We
that
care
I saw.
About you, and we
none of that's true.
We
do care about you.
Yeah, and we do not care about you know. We accept you who you are, no matter what you're.
And I appreciate
if
that.
If you want to pee in the men's bathroom, that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I may take you up on that if the women's is full.
Yeah,
but otherwise,
stand up when you go into ours, though.
No.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
I would imagine that it is would be for me, but no, I can go into a stall if I need to. I've been in the men's bathroom because ours is
apparently women can use urinals.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it would take a lot of finagling that I'm not prepared to do. No, I think
you just
got to
throw your hips forward a little bit.
I'm not prepared for all that.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, stretch out.
I mean, you got to straddle.
I got to do some calisthenics first, all kinds of stuff. It's just not worth it.
Okay. What's our topic?
Exactly.
Dennehy.
Yeah, Joanna, right? Yeah. So, Joanna.
Did you even read this fucking script?
Yeah.
If you come prepared once in a while.
I don't know where we took it. Okay, so she continued to get had problems at home because she was only 15. Tranter, her boyfriend, tried to talk her parents into letting her move into his home with his parents, but, you know.
It had been crowded.
He tried to.
They had four bedrooms.
She kicked, yeah. They had four bedrooms. And, you know,
her boyfriend had four bedrooms, too?
No, he tried to get the parents to let him move in.
Oh, with her?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that parents
what
said,
a stupid
nah, baby,
man.
Nah. Yeah. So, so they had to get their own flat.
Oh.
Can't live with the parents.
Well, you've got to get your own flat.
You have to get your own flat. So they set up house in the town of Lutton. But the property was rented by a drug dealer.
Are they still 15? Is she still 15?
She's still 15. He's still 21. And there was addicts that turned up in the house around the clock because the house where they were renting was owned by a drug dealer. Mm. It was a bad situation. They had no money, so they turned to shoplifting to get food.
Seems like easier there to just talk to their landlord.
Yeah. Well, Omar's not available
Start
all the
dealing.
Time. Avon, not available all the time.
But, you know, she was meeting shady characters in this environment.
Oh, I bet she was.
So shortly before she turned 17, she became pregnant.
Oh.
So at that point, they moved up and got a flat in Milton Keynes, which I guess is like a housing project.
MTV didn't call her to be on a reality show?
No. Well, not that I know of. She might
call
them
flats over there. You know why they call them flats?
Because they're flat?
I don't know. It just makes no sense to me.
No,
it's an apartment.
Yeah. Well, they probably don't, you know, they probably have a problem with apartment, the word apartment. A daughter was born to Joanna and Trainer in 1999. And Trainer found his job as a security guard.
Hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that
Now, he was just a mere guard. Not a god.
Not a security.
Not a god.
Okay.
And I still think he probably didn't carry any weapons. Probably just a telephone or something.
Probably had.
So what happens next, there, young Casey?
So despite the steps towards getting on with a normal life, Trainer said that Joe was cold. It was like she didn't really want the baby or have time for the baby. She was also drinking a lot. And their domestic situation was not good. Trainers soon discovered that Dennehy was sleeping with an ex-convict who introduced her to the booger sugar.
The booger sugar.
And Trainer took his daughter and went to live with his mother in Wisbeck, Cambridgeshire.
So
grabbed
the kid and hit the road.
He took off. After a few months, Dennehy persuaded him to give their relationship another try.
That's the vagina. Men will chase the vagina.
Came back for the puss.
What was the young girl that said? What did she say? Train? What was it? Pussy train.
Pussy train. That's
pussy train.
Tasha.
Pussy whip. Pussy train.
Mm-hmm. In 2001, the pair moved to Kings Lynn. Then he found a job picking vegetables for supermarkets.
Oh, that's not just
respectable job.
Just the cucumbers. You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, he just took those home.
Right.
It was a period of stability for the young couple, but it wouldn't last long. Over time, she began drinking again.
Ah, the whore.
Drunken whore.
Probably takes a lot for her to get drunk anymore if at 14 she was drinking a bottle.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a, yeah, she needs to pick a lot of vegetables to keep up with her habit.
Sure. Justin Bieber's moving to Cincinnati. Just had
home.
That's breaking news.
Good. I hope he moves in my neighborhood.
I hope he does, too.
I'll have him on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Why? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Is he missing? Oh, no, that was Johnny Manziel we're missing. Did they ever find
him? They found him. He was in the club.
Oh.
In the club.
He's just clubbing.
He was clubbing. Trainer, who was a teetotaler, she said she was drinking whiskey and coming home in a stupor. Then she would get violent and start screaming and smashing up the place, and it became unbearable.
Who's that sound like? Who's that sound like, Casey? No.
That's hurtful.
Just before the podcast.
Oh, before the podcast, Tim.
Hey, Tim was like the alcoholic father walking around in a room full of Legos.
Yeah.
So, barefoot in a room full of Legos.
I'm about ready to stab somebody with scissors.
The point of this point I would like to make is that Trainer and all this, despite him hitting on a 15-year-old when he was 21, he really comes out of this as kind of a decent guy. He was looking out for the kids, and he kept giving her chances, and he tried to, you know, he's trying to be a positive influence on her, but she took to the drink.
And he was too pussy whipped.
She went to the drinking and drugging.
The last straw came when, in a drunken rage, she accidentally shoved her toddler daughter, who almost fell down the stairs.
Did she almost fall into a gorilla pit?
Because that you got to watch out for.
It does happen.
Oh, clearly.
He said, "I couldn't take it anymore," and he moved out with the child and washed his hands of her.
Yeah.
Trainer moved back to Wisbeck in 2003. 18 months later, he heard that Joanna had been sectioned under the Mental Health Act and had ended up serving a short sentence in prison, supposedly for violent behavior. She was admitted to a psychiatric unit in Petersburg a year before she would go on her murder spree, where she was diagnosed with a series of psychopathic disorders. She claimed to suffer from depression and a history of self-harm. Her stomach was flecked with pronounced scars from where she had slashed herself with razor blades. Kind of like the devil on a Saturday evening.
Are you a cutter?
I'm not a cutter.
You cut other people, mostly.
Well.
Yeah, there's...
Bitches that get in my way.
Bitches get stitches.
If you Google her name, you'll see pictures of her. She probably shows off her scars on her stomach where she was.
My next sentence,
self-mutilating.
That's funny, because in the next sentence it says the scarring was revealed in pictures that she had posed before her final stabbing spree. And
the problem with him doing these scripts is he jumps ahead of you and does your part for you.
It's what he wrote.
Yeah, so you know how we could solve that? If you write your own script.
We're back down this road again.
Okay.
Buddy down.
On her release in 2004, Joanna returned to live with her parents. But that didn't work out very well. After an argument, apparently
fell out a window.
Apparently caused by her being caught having sex with backpackers on the back lawn.
So they happened to be backpacking by.
She caused $3,000 worth of damage to her parents' conservatory.
I want one to bang.
So that's some wild sex.
Wait, wow. She caused the damage before having sex before she got caught?
That's some crazy monkey sex.
Or she caused the damage
right
after she got caught and she was throwing a fit?
I don't know. Maybe a combination of both.
And were they wearing their backpacks at the time?
That's what flashed into my head.
Yeah.
Weird old backpack stuff everywhere.
Well, you know, those were probably hobos.
They were probably candy dancers.
Candy dancing hobos.
Okay.
Candy dancing hobos.
Well, they have candy dancers in Great Britain. We'll have to ask Lady Beverly about that.
She won't answer me. I didn't give her a shout-out.
Oh, well.
Because you was all...
You can do that at the end of the
podcast. You can
do that at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
We did it just now.
In 2006, Jo became pregnant again and had a second daughter 7 years after her first.
Was it a hobo baby?
You know, it doesn't say here.
Did he have a little beard?
Did he come out with a backpack?
A stick on his shoulder.
Yeah. It's a kerchief and some overhauls.
Was he trying to...
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a problem having sex in the backyard with backpackers if, you know, you're not messing with drugs or drinking. Just having sex is just it was just a matter of where.
What?
Location. Had she been
much like real estate, right?
She was in the right place at the right time.
No, wrong place. But I'm just saying that if she was having sex with backpackers in a motel, we would have never known this. And her parents would never know.
It's hard to tell.
She was just going for convenience sake.
Well, I think when you do damage to the place you're having sex,
$3,000 worth of damage. What, you pulled out a chandelier?
That's some banging.
It's a conservatory.
That's some banging.
So, I don't know what she... How much
broke a table, painted a drywall.
Well, yeah. What the hell?
After the child, after the second child's birth, she began drinking heavily. Did she ever quit?
No.
Yeah. When did she drink
right? Yeah, really.
Breakfast. Stupid.
She became violent again, verbally abusive, and would occasionally attack Trainer. So evidently he came back into the picture a few times.
Well, they were still, he was still...
Aw, that poor little guy.
Yeah, I mean, she's still sharing.
The following year, she began a lesbian relationship with a woman called Charlemagne. Did you know her?
Oh, Charlemagne. Is she in the lesbian
network? Sweet Charlemagne.
You might be... No, I know you might not know her because this is in Great Britain. She may be in the UK version of the Great Lesbian Network, GLN. But
she'll probably hit you up on
GLN,
up on Lesbian Tinder if you get
Great Lesbian Network.
You should look her up though and see if she's in like a sister association or something, because I'm sure they have them over there. Because I thought all lesbians know each other.
That's what I thought. I thought they all hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly all douchebags know each other because y'all are sitting right here together, aren't you? Crime in Italy. I've never been a lesbian.
It's okay. We don't care. We love you.
Why do you think we judge you? We're not judging.
Hey, because you
we
do.
Judge you.
Lay this burden down.
For other things.
Lay this burden down. Yeah. You've been carrying it too long.
Listen to your brother.
Cleanse your soul.
I've never listened to my brother in my life. I'm not going to start now.
Confession is good for the soul.
So basically, you're saying there's something wrong with being a lesbian then.
Yeah, what's wrong with being a lesbian? My daughter's a lesbian.
Yeah, 50% of your kids are crazy homos.
Only, no. 25% of my kids are crazy homos. Tan is a well-adjusted homo.
He's still your kid. Go ahead, Casey.
Okay, so...
I like the lesbian talk.
Yeah, we can... Let's just put the script down and talk lesbians.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, after during the lesbian phase, she started cutting herself and got
Did she get pregnant?
Got a tattoo on
during
her...
the lesbian phase?
On her face.
Oh, a tattoo on her face.
She's got a tattoo of a... Oh, I'm shutting up.
Is it a vagina on her face?
No. Well, there probably was.
There was, I guarantee.
Well, I meant as a tattoo.
At one point in time.
I meant as a tattoo.
Insert, yeah, place
all,
here.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Place here?
No, we haven't all been there.
3/4 of us have.
That's fine.
One day, Trainer came around and said that she had pins stuck in her and she was bleeding. Joanne's relationship with Trainer lasted 12 years, and it ended in 2009. So
it was a significant lesbian relationship.
No, this is Trainer.
Oh, Trainer.
This is when Trainer was leaving, coming back. Yeah, no, okay.
He was coming
what
back.
What was this about pins being stuck with her? What?
Trainer said that he came around one time and Trainer had pins. This is during the lesbian phase.
Oh, when she was cutting and doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you put pins in your arms when you was going through your lesbian phase?
Did you?
Was you the human pin cushion?
Okay.
So after they finally... So finally in 2009, Trainer left, took the kids.
He said, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm out. Mic drop. He decided to disappear and set up home hundreds of miles away in Derbyshire.
So you got out.
He
got out of Dodge.
Where he lives today with the daughters.
So shout out to Trainer.
Man, that was hard to get through.
Trainer.
Really, it was a struggle.
Shout out. All those funny-sounding English names.
Yeah.
So while John took the children to live with him in Glossop, Dennehy moved 15 miles west to Peterborough.
Oh. You're looking for some Peter.
Well, that's where you find it, isn't it, in Peterborough.
Yeah.
Her last address was the house she rented from a man named Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee?
The drug dealer.
Stanley?
Bruce's brother.
Little brother? Who's the one that shot himself in the head?
Brandon Lee.
Brandon
that was
Lee.
Bruce's son.
Staggerly was shot by a patron.
Who's Stanley?
Staggerly?
Staggerly.
Stanley wrote Spider-Man. And Marvel.
Stanley was a partner of Stanley. Who was it? Oliver Stanley. Or who was the comedians?
Let's talk about all the Lees we know.
Oh, yeah.
That's not.
Stanley. Eben Costello? No.
Lauren Hardy,
yeah.
Okay.
Stan Hardy.
So, let's see. She rented this house from a guy named Kevin Lee. Now,
he had monogrammed shirts that had KL on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet he did.
He'd be silent.
Was he Japanese? Was he Oriental?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, Joanna started to become involved with a couple of petty thieves.
They would serve as her accomplices as she went on a 10-day killing spree that saw her brutally murder 3 men and randomly stab 2 other men in the heart. I bet they weren't random. Joanna told authorities she wanted to kill 9 people, just like Bonnie and Clyde.
They actually killed 13, so she needed to do some fact checking.
She's not very bright. She had a list of 9 people that she would kill, and she successfully marked off the first 3 victims.
Yeah, but then she goes randomly stabbing 2 other guys that's not on her list.
Let's see. Her accomplices, Gary Stretch Richards and Leslie Layton, would help her dispose of the bodies.
Why do you think they called him Stretch?
I don't know. Maybe like
I think it's his wang.
He was 7'4".
I bet he had a big wang.
Or he'd stretch his balls to his knee.
But you know what? I bet if you're 7'4", you got to have lot of wiener to.
Yeah, because even if you're like 9 inches,
it's going to look like, what the hell you got going on there?
Looks like a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if he had big hands.
So until
he's a big dude. I think he was one of the tallest men in Britain at the time.
Did he have Marfan syndrome?
He might. You really want me to scare you with that?
Did Andre the Giant have that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Mothman syndrome?
Not Mothman. Marfan.
I don't know what that is.
It's where all of your extremities and stuff like grow disproportionately.
I don't like any of that.
Large.
I got that in some areas.
It makes it very difficult buying gloves.
Mm-hmm. And condoms.
Okay, so until he was charged over his involvement in Joanna Dennehy's killing spree, Gary Stretch was known as a bungling criminal. He stood 7'4", and guess what? He was nicknamed Stretch because he was one of the tallest men in Great Britain.
You know what?
You gave that plot point away
from
me.
You know what?
Do you want to just fucking read my part? Jesus Christ.
You know what? He was tall.
He was a big guy.
And that was an appropriate
nickname. I wonder if he played basketball.
You know, they should have gave him like an opposite nickname.
That's got to be
like
hard for him
tiny,
to get away. But that's got to be hard for him to get away with criminal career. Because, I mean, who robbed you? The tall guy.
The tallest motherfucker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, in 2003,
stands out.
He does. Can you pick him out of a lineup?
Yeah, he's up there.
Let's see.
Bring him in with a bunch of guys, only 5'8".
Right. In 2003, he was jailed for 2 years at the Peterborough Crown Court, which sounds like a lovely hotel.
I bet they had to have a special bed for him.
Oh, man.
You ever see these guys on My 600-Pound Life?
Yeah.
Man, what's up with that?
How are they getting into that? That's what I want to know. How you banging that?
All right, so
You can't eat yourself to 600 pounds, I wouldn't think.
Hmm?
Can you eat yourself to 600 pounds?
Oh, yeah, they can. You ever seen them people on the show? That's like a bucket of chicken before breakfast.
And now they, like, take them out. They have to take, like, the side of their house off.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering
is, they
always have some skinny, and not to be sexist about this, but it's usually a woman.
I've seen guys.
There's been a few guys, but it seems like they focus on the women. And they always got some skinny-ass boyfriend. Of course, he ain't never got nothing to eat. Ain't nobody left over chicken
for him. And he stays skinny, so she won't eat him.
That's true, too. But they always... and I'm always thinking, when you're 600 pounds, and you've been exercising... I mean, just walking to the bathroom is exercise.
Yeah,
when you're 600
pounds. You know, that a lot of times, like Brandy said, they have to put them in like a truck or something.
They have to put them on a flatbed to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
All right. So,
did we finish our 600
pounds? Yes, we're done with that. So he pled guilty. He was caught burgling a house.
Did he bugger the house?
Burgling. That's what's written in my script that I am reading. Is burgling.
Now look here, bitch. Until you write your own scripts, don't you criticize
us. I was saying it just the way it's written.
When you want to do your own scripts, you can criticize these scripts.
I was just reading.
But until then, you just read what's on the goddamn paper.
I did read.
Shut your cock holster and read it.
I did read what's on the page. Right there. Burgling.
For our listeners, that's what I got from Timmy before when I just asked for a point of clarification on the script.
So he was caught.
That was a reenactment.
Great. He was caught after neighbors recognized his huge frame and called police.
Well, see, that's the problem being 7'4". He should have focused on basketball.
He really should have.
Yeah. Cat burglary ain't good anyway. For a 7'4" man.
I can't imagine that you'd be really light on your feet.
No. Size 25 shoes.
Size 22, yeah.
Well,
honey, did you hear anything?
Yeah. While serving another jail term. I know. Yeah. Like Lurch. Yeah. That's what he'd sound like. Okay. While serving another jail term in 2009.
You think when he was on the first floor, he could look over the railing at their bedroom? Just check it out.
Anything good in there?
All right. While serving another jail term in 2009, he was accused of playing a part in killing another inmate at the prison in Peterborough.
You don't fuck with Stretch.
Well, why the fuck? How he was accused, but he was cleared.
Wow.
Exactly. Two men were convicted of manslaughter, but not that guy. So whoever, you know, pointed to Stretch and said he did it, it's fucked now because you can't get away from that shit.
Man, I just think being raped by him in prison, Chuck.
Chuck's fantasized about it.
That's why they call him Stretch.
The 47-year-old who has three children, let's see, Stretch was cleared that he has three children with his former wife, Julie Gibbons, whoever the fuck that is.
Julie got it. She got stretched.
See, I can only, she had three kids. Imagine.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Coming through. Like,
kids is nothing. I mean, after Stretch has been.
Well, I can't believe you didn't blow the top of her head off.
You split them out with, like, sunflower seeds.
Yeah, but can you imagine having that big ass baby?
But I imagine breaking into houses.
Like a luge ride coming out of there.
As he's doing the burglary.
Jamaican luge.
But every time he enters another room, you hear, ow, fuck.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Do you think when in the throes of passion, he says, baby, that's tight.
Jesus. All right.
What if it were like 14 inches but only an inch around? Would that be disappointing for you?
For a needle dick?
I mean, like,
all right.
Like he was Stretch Armstrong. Like you could just pull it.
But the longer it went out, it got
deep. Did you ever tear those apart?
Yeah. I stabbed one time to just see what was on the inside.
Nuclear fusion in there or something.
Yeah. Some toxic green blue shit.
Yeah.
So,
like has nobody ever stabbed a Stretch Armstrong to see what was in it?
I didn't have a Stretch Armstrong.
I didn't have a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. That was, you know why? Because we're young and you all are old.
Well,
so we didn't have Stretch
Armstrong.
Would
you just read your goddamn script?
I've been trying to. So Leslie Layton was a petty criminal who claimed he helped serial killer Joanna Dennehy, because he was scared.
Yeah, she was badass.
The 36-year-old lived in a bedroom owned by her third victim, Kevin Lee, in which he shared with Dennehy and John Chapman, the second man to be killed.
Who later went on to shoot John Lennon.
There's a lot of fucking people here. Okay, since his first conviction for burglary at the age of 18, Layton was no stranger to the courts.
No, he was the
Cambridge Crown Court.
Like Chuck.
Right. Cambridge Crown Court heard he had a criminal record including further burglaries, criminal damage, driving offenses, and theft from a car spanning nearly two decades.
Well, he spread them out.
Well, yeah, he...
That's a career.
That's not a lot of crime for 20 years. I mean, you gotta...
Well, no, that doesn't say how many times.
Oh, okay.
It just says it.
That's a career.
Okay, so the victims.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like a lot to me. Maybe not compared to your record.
Let's talk... Wait a minute now. Let's talk
about our victims.
Let's talk about Lucas
Slaboszewski.
Yeah, what was that?
A Polish immigrant.
It's Slaboszewski.
Slaboszewski.
Let's just call him Slabo.
Call him Slabo.
I like Slab.
All right, the 31-year-old moved to the UK from Nowosol, Poland in 2005.
New asshole Poland.
Yes, that's what I said. New asshole Poland. To work in
that's
a...
That's what happens after Scratch has been with you. You get a new asshole in Poland.
So he was going to work for DHL in Peterborough.
Okay, he's going to deliver things.
Cambridge Crown Court, who evidently has their head up everybody's ass, heard that at the time of his death, he was being prescribed methadone as a substitute for his heroin addiction.
Okay, so he had a little past.
He was last seen alive, leaving his home in the city's Lincoln on the city's Lincoln Road, whatever, on March 19th, 2012, having met Joanna Dennehy for the first time the previous day. He told his friends he'd met an English girlfriend.
Oh, let's get some English tail.
And it is thought he went to meet Dennehy expecting sex, which is not out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good expectation.
Yeah. All you had to do was throw a backpack on or get some whiskey.
But this bitch, for whatever reason, stabbed him in the heart.
Oh, you mean literally stabbed him in the heart.
That's
probably worth it, and symbolically, I guess.
The killer stored his body in a wheelbarrow, at one point smirking as she showed the corpse to a teenage girl. So she's showing it off.
So she's just walking around the neighborhood
with a wheelbarrow and a dead guy in it? Yeah, evidently.
Who's going to fuck with her? She's got pins and needles coming out of her. She's got tattoos on her face. She's drunk, and I don't give a fuck.
You know she's drunk.
I wonder if she looks like Pinhead from those Hellraiser movies. That's what I envision.
I just envision somebody with...
She's got a little star. Her tattoo is a little star right in her eyes. It's like a
version of Pinhead in my head.
Jailhouse tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's really a classy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
She wasn't a bad looking woman.
No, when she was younger, she was rather attractive, but she's hit the wall since going to prison.
She had a rough...
She hit the wall.
She rode hard and put up wet.
Yeah.
It is thought he was stabbed to death in a property in Rolleston Garth, on or soon after this date. Dennehy stored his body in the wheelbarrow for several days before dumping it in a ditch at Thorny Dyke, along with that of John
Thorny
Chapman.
Dyke. So she got two before she dumped them.
And their bodies were discovered by a farmer on April 3rd.
What was with these English people? You got Peterborough and Thorny Dyke.
Thorny Dyke.
Man, you don't want to mess with a Thorny Dyke.
No, you don't.
Any dyke.
That's what got her off the lesbian phase, I think. Yeah. It was a thorny dyke. She's like, fuck this.
She got one.
That's the dyke that wears a strap on.
Going back to the stick.
Or they got the teeth in the vagina.
I never thought about that. Because,
remember, less than 1%, but there are some out there.
That have teeth in their vagina?
Yeah, they got teeth.
Ooh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like little piranha teeth.
You bet it's better that you're married.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% a true made-up fact.
Perfect.
Well,
you should tell your boys about that when they get older.
There's some strange shit out there.
I don't think
Jake there's
would
women
would
with
care.
Two vaginas, women with no vaginas.
I heard about the ones with two vaginas.
One with no vagina, I don't want... They're useless.
Pretty much.
You got the back alley.
Unless they have good...
I don't go up the dirt road.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
It's like a nice, fine motor skills.
Well, I guess they could, as long as they have good oral skills.
Okay, so Joanna's...
Her head was flat, you could put a beard.
Joanna's next victim was John Chapman. The 56-year-old, originally from Leeds, served in the Navy in the Falklands War.
Chapman... so he was a seaman.
He was. Chapman had fallen on hard times. He was an alcoholic. He was an alcoholic.
Because I get much harder than that.
Yeah, those are rough times.
Get stabbed in the chest by a lesbian... I mean, that's pretty rough.
A thorny lesbian.
That's pretty much how I see my days ending.
Let's see. Well, you really should. He was an alcoholic, but he was known as a friendly drunk.
That's how the story is going to end with you. He was a friendly drunk.
Angry lesbian stabbed him in the
chest. That one over there is a friendly drunk.
Nah. Oh, you're friendly drunk?
He's drunk now.
Well, aren't we all?
I think Brittany is.
We are coming off Memorial Day weekend, and it was...
I think young Brittany is still in Chicago. She's probably drunk.
Mr. Chapman lived in the same set of apartments as Dennehy in Byfield, Orton, Goldhay. What the fuck?
Chapman.
I like to put in a lot of details.
I see that.
You know what we could have got away with here? Which is like no script and no story, and us just sit here and bullshit. Because I don't think
Don't you diminish Timmy's script.
I'm reading this. Chapman had described Dennehy, who had been employed as an enforcer by landlord Kevin Lee. Best $50 that guy ever spent was hiring her as an enforcer.
Yeah.
As the man-woman. And friends were concerned for his safety as she attempted to force him to move out. Chapman was killed in his apartment on March 29th after Dennehy stabbed him in the heart. A photograph of his body, timed at 7:32 that day, was found in Leslie Layton's phone. Go team.
Yeah, you know, if you're involved in a murder or a covering up a murder, don't take pictures. No. Don't take selfies.
You probably should.
You know, take the body. And
you think they had a selfie stick with it?
A selfie stick.
Yeah. Mr. Chapman's body was found alongside that of Slab on April 3rd.
I think they're like flashing gang signs behind them.
Deuces.
No, they're doing duck face, for sure.
Deuces.
At the time, his family released a statement saying, "We're all so upset and shocked by the tragic loss of John. He was a loving brother, brother-in-law, and uncle. He was much loved by all who knew him and will be missed by all his friends and family." Afterwards, Dennehy contacted Stretch by telephone and told him, "Oops, I've done it again." He is Britney fucking Spears.
Told you.
"Oops, I've done it again," mocking the popular Britney Spears song.
Meaning that she killed another person.
I assume that's what that would mean.
Yes. Then what happened?
Thanks for that clarification. Joanne.
Well, some of our listeners are slow.
Some of our speakers are slow. Joanna then arranged to meet Mr. Lee, her landlord, with whom she was having an affair, the drug dealer landlord.
Yes.
Before stabbing him to death.
She's consistent. You got to give her that.
Dennehy was likened to Uma Thurman from Kill Bill and the woman from The Terminator. By married father of two, Mr. Lee, shortly before the frenzied killing.
I wonder if she ever got on top and killed somebody while she was doing it.
I don't probably. Think so. So, Mr. Lee did an interview.
That she got off first.
Yeah.
She's crazy bitch.
Well, hold on. So, Mr. Lee did an interview or told somebody that she was like Uma Thurman. Before he was killed.
Well, I mean, she was kind of attractive, but she was no Uma Thurman.
No.
Well, Uma Thurman looks like she got hit in the face.
She's
with
attractive,
tree.
Though. She,
Uma no,
Thurman? Not really. I thought she was like
What's wrong with you?
She looks like she's run face first into a rose bush.
Oh, I'm banging Uma Thurman
I am not
like
even
a
surprised.
Wedding bell.
Ding, ding. You bang ding, a wedding ding. Bell?
I bet.
Well, I know you're
had a crack in it.
You know, we're hard pressed to find somebody that you wouldn't bang. Well, so you banging her is not really a shock to me. Let's see.
I think that was a put down.
I think it was.
You think she's ugly?
Yes.
I do not find Uma Thurman attractive.
I find
at all.
It surprising that a lesbian like the devil would not find.
With the help of Stretch and Layton, she then transported the bodies in a car registered in the false company
Don't
name Undertakers and Sons.
Yeah, so she.
Don't see nothing wrong
with Mr.
It.
Lee's body.
This is cool. She. They,
wait
they,
a minute.
They rented a car.
Everybody, I see that. I just fucking said it. Thank
yeah,
you
but
for
no,
the update.
Because they were interrupting you. What did
well,
they? What did they?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So the car was registered under a false company name, Undertaker and Sons. Mr. Lee,
get the irony?
I do.
Mr. Lee's body, wearing a black sequin dress, and arranged in a sexual pose in a final act of humiliation, was discovered in a ditch near Newboro on March 30th, 2012.
So she put the dude in a dress.
And put him in a ditch? Yes.
That's not how I want to be found.
A sequin dress.
No, but the chances are
50-50
on that. Yeah. Let's
it's
see.
It's really the dress that I don't know about.
Wow.
As
but you look good in black.
I do look good.
Black is slimming, thank God.
Yeah, and if it's, you know, if it's in the evening, of course.
But I don't want him to put me in those sexual positions.
They're right. Well, I don't know what kind of position he was in. I didn't see the pictures, but you would look stunning in a little black dress. You look,
well,
I mean, you'd lose a few pounds first.
If I had some thigh
black
eyes,
is slimming.
Yeah. Some black pumps.
We'll have to put some Spanx on him first.
Hey, can we interrupt this just for a second?
Can we interrupt this just for a second?
You know, Uma Thurman.
There's nothing
me
there.
Me and Casey decide we'd bang her.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with...
Oh, yeah, I'd bang her.
We all know what Uma Thurman looks like.
I didn't. I had to, like,
she fell off the ugly tree and hit every fucking branch going down. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, she looks attractive.
I mean, she's not. I mean, she's not over the top, but, I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
She looks slow. As the police launched a triple murder investigation and appealed for information about their whereabouts, Dennehy and Stretch traveled to Hereford after she told him, "I want to have my fun."
Hereford.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were the fucking expert on how to say British fucking town.
Well, you know, we got British listeners. They make fun of us all the time.
They should make fun of us. We're hilljacks trying to say nice words. But you don't fucking tell me how to say shit.
Because what is he?
Dumbass? What?
Hilljack.
Yeah, hilljack.
You know, this has turned into an increasingly hostile environment.
I'm suing somebody for hostile work environment.
I'm just sorry that Casey's here.
So while on the run,
you guys are acting out.
That's his fault. While on the run, Dennehy had bragged about that the pair were like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, except their names were Stretch and Joanna.
Yeah.
And
we're like Bonnie and Clay Uday.
Yeah. Claude.
Yeah, Claude.
Bonnie and Claude.
Once in Hereford, the two of them randomly selected two dog walkers.
Fuckers.
Well, Mr. Robin Breza and John Rogers. She leapt from the car and repeatedly stabbed each of them while Stretch watched and waited. Both men suffered severe injuries, but they both survived the attack.
So what do you think about a man, the name Robin for a man?
I like the name Robin for a man because I think it, I mean, he's obviously going to be gay.
Well, he was grown.
Clearly.
At this time.
He was a dog walker, though.
He was a dog walker.
Yeah.
Robin.
Maybe that's big business over there. You don't know.
I don't know.
They got a lot of dogs in Britain.
But, I mean, he wasn't out, like, doing manly work.
No, he was dog walking.
Yeah.
He was gay.
Robin Gibb didn't do manly work either.
Robin Gibb.
No, he didn't.
Robin Williams wasn't gay, though.
No, Robin Williams was not gay. He was not gay.
What happened next, Charles?
Well, the bodies of Slabo and John Chapman were discovered on April 3rd.
Yep. It's 2 days after April Fool's Day.
And
do they celebrate April Fool's Day in Great Britain?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No, the 3rd.
They don't like foolishness over there.
All right.
That's why they call it Hereford. That's okay. So
stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper. Especially with the thorny lesbians. So anyway, as police are wont to do, they quickly started an investigation that pointed them in the direction of Stretch and Dennehy. During the investigation, police found a hit list in Dennehy's flat with 9 names on them. The first 3 were scratched off. That was not good.
Son of a bitch.
Dun, 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 dun. Right.
They were Slabowski, Chapman, and Lee.
She didn't go in alphabetical order, though.
No, she didn't. And the 4th name belonged to Carla White.
She probably did not know how to... she probably didn't know how to use Microsoft Excel.
Tell me, don't we have a Facebook friend named Carla White?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Well, here's my other question. How did she pick these people? Are they just, like, random people that she knew, and she just thought, you know what?
Well, no, yeah, the, no.
I'm going to ruin their
she day. Knew the, she knew.
She knew the first.
She knew
three.
The 9, but the 2 she just randomly.
No, that's what I said. Were these just
the
random
two were
people
a bonus.
That she knew?
That well, he'll tell you about number 4 here.
Oh, okay.
In their relationship.
The 4th name belonged to Carla White, roommate of Stretch. White often had violent arguments with the killer. Now, which is not a good idea.
No.
Never argue with a 7-foot-tall dude named Stretch.
They wouldn't argue, and he was arguing with Dennehy.
Or a woman with a face tattoo.
Or a woman with a face tattoo. That's who you don't argue with.
And who's already stabbed 5 people.
Well, you don't know that.
Or a thorny lesbian.
I always assume.
Or a thorny lesbian.
I assume every time I talk to someone, they've already stabbed someone.
That's probably. Yeah. And the crowd that you run with, that's probably a good assumption.
Thank you. I could see myself dating this girl.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I could see you dating her.
Yeah.
Marianna.
Now, officers warned Carla White that she was a target when Dennehy was on the run for the cold-blooded murder of the 3 men in 10 days. Carla, who was 40 and was starting to grow a penis, said, "The police asked me if I had anywhere safe to go. I demanded to know why. Then an officer showed me a piece of paper with 7 names on it. 3 had been crossed off, and they were already dead.
How many names?
My name was next on the list.
Nine.
I was like, fuck this, I'm getting out of here. So they told me it was Joanna's hit list. Police caught up with Stretch and Dennehy in early April 2012 and charged them with murder.
Dun, dun, dun.
Assessing psychiatrist later diagnosed Dennis Dennehy with psychopath. Now, this is going to sound familiar to you, because remember when the therapist said these words to you?
No.
Psychopathic, antisocial, and emotional instability disorders.
That's you. You're the one who's been to the nut house.
That was a misunderstanding.
It does kind of sound
like that was a misunderstanding.
That was just clearly a misunderstanding.
It really was.
It was a communication problem.
It was a clerical error.
They got my social security number wrong. It was identity theft. Anyway, the psychologist who examined...
Never mind the fact that you see Chuck's big old mug on a badge. If you, like, hey.
If you got his identity, wouldn't you give it back?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because I want this man's life.
I'm out here stealing identity. So I got this motherfucker.
Just give it back. Just give it all back. Yeah.
The psychologist who examined the crazy girl said she was also a pathological liar. According to her friends, Dennehy frequently claimed she had served time for murdering her father after years of abuse, which was a lie.
Yeah.
Her father, Kevin, a security guard, is alive and well.
Is he the security guard?
He's the security guard.
He didn't retire from that? Because I heard that could be rough.
No, you're a god in infinity. Nor her mother, Kathleen, had ever been investigated over such claims. No, now, on November 13th...
Surely unsubstantiated.
It's conjecture.
Yeah.
No, it's a lie. Whatever.
It was a lie. She was a pathological liar. And psychopathic, much like the devil. Nope. Antisocial and emotionally unstable.
Really?
So
Tell anybody how you fought an old man security guard to go get a Mountain Dew.
The motherfucker stood in my way. I had a bunch of quarters.
The nut house.
He's told this.
All I wanted was a
Mountain Dew.
I know
he has.
It was.
I know. All you wanted was a Mountain Dew. But guess what?
It was a clerical.
Guess what I've never done? Fought an old man security guard to get a Mountain Dew at the nut house.
I did not have to fight him. I just merely had to have a conversation with him.
Whatever. I never even had to have a conversation with anybody at the nut house.
It probably wouldn't do you any harm.
I know. I really want to develop something where I have to go away.
It hasn't. May not happen yet, but it's coming.
It's coming down the line. And you better hope you got quarters, girl. Well,
y'all better hope I'm not here.
So anyway, in November 2013, Joanna Dennehy pleaded guilty to all three murders and two further attempted murders.
She's a bitch.
February 28th, 2010-something, Joanna Dennehy was sentenced to life imprisonment. The trial judge... What would you want to call a judge?
Your Honor?
His name was Mr. Justice Spencer.
Nice.
Justice Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
He's Justice Spencer.
Justice.
He recommended that she never be released. He said that this was justified due to the premeditation of each murder.
Yeah, because, you know, they generally just get slapped on the wrist for murder. You know? Well, they don't execute.
All those Brits are funny about killing people. They're like, that's.
But they throw them in the tower.
Not cricket.
They throw them in the tower for the rest of their lives.
I don't think they still use the London Tower.
You don't know.
Well, I'm assuming
it's clandestine and shit, but it's there. And you know what? And how predetermined are you making some kid's future when you name him Justice? He's either going to be a stripper or a judge,
or a teen idol.
Could be
in a boy's band. Chuck,
what
about the family jewels? Is that where they keep the family jewels?
In the Justice
Tower of London?
In the Tower of London?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was that?
You, full of trivia.
I don't even know where I was at.
No, I'm just wondering where the Colonel keeps his family jewels.
In a jar on his mantle.
In a jar in Renee's purse.
Now, palm of her hand.
She's going to do that.
Now, Spencer said further that Dennehy was sadomasochistic.
What?
What was she?
Sadomasochistic.
Sadomasochistic.
I can pronounce that.
I know. Hold on. Half the letters are gone out of that thing.
Oh, that's the printer.
So
really, you couldn't derive sadomasochistic from that.
No.
And if this fucking place would have something other than a dot matrix printer, it'd look better.
This is like playing Wheel of Fortune. I got three fucking letters over here.
By
I
guess the word.
Well, if you wrote your own fucking script,
yes, you'd know it.
So anyway, and lacked the normal range of human emotions. She was believed to be one of just three women in the United Kingdom to be told that a life sentence should mean life. The other two?
Myra Hindley and Rose West.
We've done podcasts on those two skanky hoes.
Yeah, but now, she was a little bit more attractive than both of them.
Well, yeah. Now, Gary Stretch Richards, he was also found glitty at the Old Bailey alongside... I am not deviating from the script. It says glitty. I'm going with glitty.
I think he was found...
All that's glitty is gold.
He was found guilty of disposing of a corpse.
Alongside Dennehy to life in prison with a recommended minimum term of 19 years.
He only get 19 years.
They gave him life in prison or 19 years.
He didn't actually drive the knife.
Whichever comes first.
He wasn't. He didn't actually kill anyone. He just disposed of the bodies. Took selfie.
Now, Leslie Layton.
If you're stabbing someone, do you think he had like the iPhone, like the newest iPhone that's really large? Because like if he had a normal iPhone, he couldn't
it'd be
hard
for his big ass.
Well,
if
you're 7'4", you don't need a selfie stick. You can just use your arm.
Yeah, use your
pecker.
Can you imagine?
Or you could. Do it. I mean, you'd have to have cock control.
If your dick had opposable thumbs on it, then you could.
Not.
He used the term cock control.
I'll make a note to have that checked out. I thought everyone did.
It sounds like a department of the government. Agency.
Wait a minute.
I'm from the Department of Cop Control.
Wait a minute. Here's what's fucked up. He's got thumbs on his dick, but motherfucker wants to go to the doctor for everything else.
Well, I just thought everyone has it.
Yeah.
You mean you can't play Nintendo with yours?
You're, shoot.
Nothing.
Everything else.
Is that a deformity?
For some.
It comes in handy when, you know, you have those dick lighters.
You know, or carrying in groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
His
circumcision went way wrong.
Made a huge left.
Fucked up.
Yeah,
I wonder if he has to pay for sex.
How come women are always concerned about all the clit snatching and the snatching, but they're okay with guys being circumcised?
You know what?
It's a double standard.
You can't have the tip of your dick and rip it right off.
Yeah. You cannot have the meat guy at Kroger perform your circumcision.
No, I'm just saying
it's
cheaper
that way.
You're all concerned about women just getting their clits deformed. And you're not concerned at all about the circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's male mutilation.
Are you done?
That's penile mutilation.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm opposed to penile mutilation.
I mutilated both my boys, and they've lived to tell the tale, and they're okay.
Okay,
they're
let me put this
fine.
Important part in here before we go back to Timmy's thumb.
Are they glibby? Glibby or whatever they call
them? Timmy's prehensile penis.
Penis thumb.
While awaiting sentence...
Does it do anything?
P.T.
Does it do anything?
I can snap my
fingers. So they got... Christ.
Can you play harmonica with your pecker?
Keep the beat.
So anyway...
It's amazing things you can do.
She's still in solitary confinement. She's been in solitary confinement longer than any prisoner in the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
Because they found a journal which detailed an escape plan which was... extremely nefarious and diabolical.
It was brilliant.
Did they get pinky in the brain on
it? It's a brilliant plan.
It involved killing prison guards. Okay, here's what she was going to do. Because they had
a biometric system
where you have to use your thumbprint or fingerprint.
They go in between.
So what she was going to do is she was going to try to get this guy, get him sexually aroused. When he did, cut the thumb off of his dick, use the thumbprint... She was going to cut off his finger, use the fingerprint to get into the fingerprint machine,
uh-huh.
and then escape.
You know, that is pretty well thought out. She was a smart young lady.
She was a smart young lady. She spent solitary confinement. She spends a lot of time now in prison baking treats. And
I would not like television. Any of her treats.
Right. No, and she religiously watches The Great American Bake Off.
So she's found a new hobby. She likes to bake.
She's a baker. Yeah, I wouldn't eat any of her brownies.
Well, I mean, you know.
She makes skunk brownies.
Yeah.
Well, then I would have those. I would just wonder. I wouldn't eat like a mincemeat pie from her. Well, didn't she end up suing,
and that's never been resolved because they have no grounds to hold her in solitary confinement.
Except for the fact that she had a detailed plan to kill a guard and cut off his head.
Yeah, but under European human rights law, you know, the bunch of sissy socialists that they are.
And we have listeners over there.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
He's allowed to have progressive.
No, the bunch of sissies got human rights laws over there, Timmy.
Yeah, I know you don't like human rights.
No, I like Colonel Justice laws.
Yeah.
So here's a question. If you had a thumb, I never thought about that. But all those French tickler devices and everything, if you had the thumb on your, and here's the other thing, it would depend on where the penis was
first.
On your thumb. Where the thumb was on the
ideally, penis. It would be at the lower end of the shaft.
Yeah, because you get on going top. So good. Because you have a dislocated of the thumb?
No.
On top or on bottom?
Like a sumbitch. You'd want it on top, I would think.
No, you'd want it, because if it's located at the bottom, you could arouse both orifices.
I thought you didn't go up the
I don't. But I'm just saying.
But his penis thumb.
No, if it was on the top, you could get the little man in the boat. Unless you were doing it from behind, then you would be hitting the dirt road.
I see.
You'd be, you know.
It's all, it's all a matter of positioning.
It's all a matter of preference.
Do you think we'll evolve to a point one day where we have thumbs on our penises?
I would like to think we live in a world where there's penises.
But that's possible.
Thumbs on your penis. Yeah.
But, you know, it may not be in our lifetime.
Probably not, because you guys are really old.
Or in the lifetime of this podcast.
I'll tell you who's going
to... But let us begin.
You know where it'll come from, Timmy?
Where?
The first woman... It'll be a woman who's turning 40.
Uh-huh.
And she'll notice a little bud on the end of a penis, newly forming penis.
When does the woman start growing a penis?
At 40.
Is that right on her birthday, or is that just
on her birthday?
Are you still good at, like, you know, 29, you know, 39 and a half? Or is it starting to form at that
That's
point?
Just when you get in a little red spot.
A little irritation.
Think it's an ingrown hair.
Yeah, at 40.
And then it just never goes away.
It's like something pops out. By the time you're 48,
what
you're like a Ron Jeremy doing porn.
He's just talking about the natural.
He's just talking out his ass. This is what he's doing.
Just appreciate all of the Colonel's good work.
Do you?
No, not really.
That's to say, that's news to all of us.
Colonel, do you have any legitimate shout-outs you would like to give?
Lady Beverly, we hope that your little niece is doing well. Keep us updated. Dottie, what the hell's wrong with this boy? I come in here today.
I had a health crisis.
His blood pressure, he goes to the thing about his blood pressure. I ask him a question. His blood pressure shoots up to 240 over 190. I think he's going to have a damn stroke. His face is red. You can do the fucking script if you want to. You kiss, I'll tell you another thing. You kiss my ass as you walk out the door. Yeah.
I don't believe I said that at all.
It was very close. He's paraphrasing.
The point was made.
Did he or did he not? I'll take my goddamn computer and my microphone.
I felt uncomfortable.
Fuck you guys.
I felt uncomfortable. Did you feel dirty?
I felt uncomfortable. Yeah, I did feel a little dirty. I felt uncomfortable.
Okay, Colonel. Anyone else you want to give a shout out to? All your legions of fans on Team Colonel?
I think there's only Kim Taylor and Allie on Team Colonel, but
Allie is not on Team Colonel.
Allie is on Team Colonel, goddammit.
She is neutral. She's declared her neutrality.
I can go back and find
the post. She is Switzerland. She leans toward Team Brandy, I think.
Nope. She said she didn't. She said she would, because I see Allie for the true psychopath she is. I'm the only one.
Did you see I sent you a link about the kangaroo who... beat the...
I just saw it.
She popped a woman's breast.
Yeah, that's not cricket.
Yeah.
What happened?
There's a kangaroo in Australia.
Yeah.
She had fake boobies, and it hit her in the titty, and it burst.
Okay, so did she just run into this kangaroo? She was
I don't.
Or were they at a boxing match?
I didn't really get that. I just kind of look at the headlines.
Well, that's
it was from the Daily
Mail. Then before you announce it, you really should do a little research on it.
Yeah, I know.
That's not cool, though.
Here's what I always wonder, because I don't watch a whole lot of female boxing and MMA, and are you allowed to titty punch?
No. Well, in this at kink.com, you can, and you get points for it. It's women on women wrestling.
It's wrestling.
Yeah, and they get points for doing little sexual things. And then, you know, one of them will tap out at some point, and then she's the other girl's bitch. And it costs like $2.99 a month. Highly recommended.
That's not a bad deal.
It costs $2.99.
I don't know how much it costs.
I think you do know how much it costs.
No, there's free clips.
I think you do know.
I'm saying, if you're interested in that sort of thing.
I think you celebrate that entire collection.
King.com. What's your favorite porn site, Colonel?
X-Hamster, Timmy.
X-Hamster.
X-Hamster was recommended to me by the crazy little girl, you know her, Brittany Chacone.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, hello to you. She said X-Hamster had everything you could ever dream of, and I have damn near gone blind since she gave me that link.
Blind with hairy palms.
Yeah, with hairy palms. I think we skipped over something that we have to discuss just briefly.
Okay.
Because my son works at the Sensei Zoo.
Yes.
He was working Sunday. And a four-year-old jumped in a gorilla enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And the gorilla grabbed the four-year-old, and they had to kill the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everyone's a fruit. I mean, it's everywhere. Probably, yeah, it's everywhere.
My son said, you know, they have this highly trained, always ready SWAT team at the zoo.
Man, that'd be a cool job.
For when dangerous animals get out.
They've been busy lately.
Because you never know when. Yeah, they had
the polar bear.
The polar bear got out. Yeah.
The polar bear was like walking down the street, wasn't it?
I didn't know the polar bear got out.
Yeah, polar bear was breaking
into Kings Island.
He was breaking into people's cars, whatnot.
Did he go get a Coke?
They found him at the concession stand. But anyway, my son makes this good point about how now the next day there was people protesting.
You know how they caught the polar bear? He visited a Cincinnati Zoo. He was in line.
He just wanted to ride the train.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Carl. Your son works at the zoo.
He works at the zoo. It happened.
Which is a very nice zoo.
They have it's one of the best in the country,
in the world.
He pointed out that the next day there were people protesting at the zoo.
Yeah, those people need to get a life.
The people the
killing the gorilla?
Yeah.
For killing the gorilla. And he said, you know, Dad, people forget it's a goddamn zoo. We snatch these bastards out of the habitat, put them in gorilla prison for our entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you're concerned about this gorilla's welfare.
Yeah.
So it was
a tragic, unfortunate event.
You know who the zoo's first call was?
What?
They called the Reds, and they were going to have them, but they realized that the Reds can't hit nobody, so they had somebody else. They had somebody else come and shoot.
Well, apparently they had they have just this commando team ready. I mean, they're ready for. And as Logan said, you know, you never know when somebody's going to just take a hammer and break a snake at a cobra cage.
Right.
You know.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have precautionary measures.
I put my daughter between me and a snake at the zoo one time.
I tossed my kid into the gorilla enclosure.
Scared this. Snakes.
I don't like snakes either.
I will outrun Noah over a snake.
Yeah.
I'll trip Noah. I will trip Noah so that the snake eats him.
I got my 3-year-old in my lap. We're at the manatee house. Now, what do you think that you're going to find in the manatee house?
Manatees.
There you go. So we're watching this big enclosure. There's a manatee up there. And this zookeeper comes up. 3 feet away from me, and she's got one wrapped around her wrist.
Was that at Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Did we go with you that time?
You might have been. And
I think we were, and you cried like a bitch.
Oh, I threw my daughter and went. And I went running out. I went to leave, so I'm leaving the exit, but there were snakes in the cages, so I had to turn around and go out the entrance.
Yeah.
Well, we were down.
He was a bitch.
We were hilarious.
Fuck you.
Oh, man, I wish you'd cut that on video.
We were in the cabin one time down in Gatlinburg. And we was
Tennessee.
Way, Tennessee. We were way up in the mountains in
Tennessee.
Yeah, and they said, you know, be careful at night. Bears will come around, rummage through your garbage and whatnot. Now, I arm myself when I go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I we're walking down this little dirt road. It's nighttime, and we think we hear something. Taylor, my son, I'm with just the twins, Taylor and Tanner, and Taylor says, Dad, you hear something? I said, I did hear something. He said, you got your gun, Dad? I said, son, I ain't got nothing but a 9mm here. He said, well, a 9mm stop a bear? I said, well, no, but if I shoot your brother Tanner in the foot, we can get out of here.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right. If any final thoughts, Brandy, on the podcast or lesbian? And lesbian
I'm not a lesbian. I've never been a lesbian. I've never had lesbian tendencies.
But, you know,
maybe bisexual.
Didn't you ever have an experimental phase?
No.
No. Well, that's disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry.
Fantasy.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a fantasy?
I'm sorry.
Even a fantasy.
Because, you know, men are kind of gross. What's your favorite porn site?
I don't think so. I don't have one.
Casey, you have a favorite porn site?
He doesn't either.
All of them. All of them.
What would you say yours is, Timmy?
Kink.com.
Kink.com. Never tried that one. Yeah. See, that's another one I didn't know about. I'm going to have to try it out.
Happy to.
Is it a pay site?
You can get free clips.
Oh, okay.
You only need a minute and a half.
Yeah, you're
why
not,
do you need to pay
you're
for
not,
the movie?
You know,
I don't know about you guys, but I need a 3 full-minute clip.
Got me beat. Beat you in the Kentucky Derby.
Brandy, where can people find us? Wait a minute. First of all, what do you think about Joanna Dennehy?
She's a crazy bitch. You can find us. She's crazy. And you can find us at Facebook.
Yes, at the History Dweebs page or the History Dweebs, the podcast. You can ask to join the group, and there's a lot of like-minded individuals there.
We're all a little bit damaged.
Yeah, a little bit damaged.
iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Please leave us a review.
Stitcher.
I'm going to say right now we have 49 reviews on iTunes. So the next person leaves a review will be number 50, and we'll give them a shout-out if they let us know who they are.
Okay.
And we'll give them a 2-day pay.
Nope.
No, we're not giving.
No, we're
don't
not doing
make
that.
This statement because
no vacation package.
No, remember the last time you promised someone a picture?
Brittany Chacon got her picture.
I know, but when you promise things, you have to deliver on them. That's the rule.
That's a true statement.
Yes,
it's the rule.
So, that's what Mrs. Colonel.
And
says.
Actually, the law. So, and what am I missing? Not YouTube.
No, because we don't have a YouTube channel.
Well, because Charlie's slacking on that.
Yes, it's Charlie that's slacking on that.
Pick it up, Charlie. Come on.
Yeah.
You can find
what
us on
Twitter. Twitter.
At HistoryDweebs1.
Yep.
Do you have a Twitter account?
Uh-huh.
I have one,
but I'm never on it as myself. I do post stuff for HistoryDweebs.
Casey's got a Twitter account.
Oh, you got a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter.
He's a prolific Twitter.
Do you tweet?
I tweet.
All right, Casey, since you're here, what's your thoughts on Donald Trump?
I think it's better than Hillary.
Okay. Colonel, what's your thoughts on Donald Trump?
I think he got tiny little hands and a tiny little dick. I think that's going to be a problem. I don't think...
I vote for Donald Duck over
my
Hillary.
My political leanings are
Donald Duck is running.
Typically liberal. But I am not the one who thinks... I don't think that Donald Trump would be disastrous for the country because I believe that both parties hate him and they would not let him do anything.
Okay, Brandon,
disastrous.
But I think... You know what I think about Trump, though?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I don't like. I don't like when people talk about... When they talk tough... And they're not tough.
Or talk about themselves in the third person.
Yeah.
I don't mind the third person thing.
And
but
give themselves titles.
Put myself... Yeah. I mean, you
and
put
nicknames.
Me in Donald Trump. I don't care. Beat him up. Kick his ass. Do all this stuff. Whatever. Donald Trump wouldn't last 5 minutes in a parking lot with me or most of the people I know. So, you know, you ain't that tough. Don't quit.
So you're
like
calling
that.
Out Donald Trump on the show.
I'll whip
you
Donald
wanna,
Trump's
you
ass.
You want to meet him in the parking lot?
I'll
like
whip
high
his ass.
Meet him in the
I'll tell you
what,
I won't fuck with is that crazy old Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch, you know he come with a hatchet, he come with a...
And his bathrobe open.
And his bathrobe open. Chasing you right off his yard.
That's right.
Get out of
here. So the news here, you're calling out Donald Trump.
I will mess up Donald Trump. All right. Donald Trump.
You're going to have Secret Service over here next week.
Yeah. You
got
to be careful.
Does he got Secret Service?
Yeah.
See that big candy ass? He hiding behind the Secret Service.
Yeah, but he's elderly.
No, I just don't like when all these politicians talk about being tough. You ain't tough. You don't know what tough is.
You never wrestled a 90-year-old security guard to get him out and do.
I'll tell you what tough is. Tough is when there's six people between you and the door at a bar, and you got to get to your car, and somehow you might get stitches. You might crawl to your car, but you get to your goddamn car.
Snitches get stitches.
Yes.
Donald Trump would not make it to his car.
Okay, so you can't call him out, though, because he has...
I'm not calling him out, but if he won't debate Bernie, you know, we could do an MMA thing for charity.
I think
he was going to debate Bernie, wasn't it? And then Hillary wouldn't do it, right?
No, he was... They decided...
I think his people got to him and said, hey, this...
Yeah, he was going to... Hillary wouldn't have any part of it.
Right.
And then Trump said yes, then he said no, then he said yes, and he said no.
Oh, okay.
Well, it just don't make any sense. You've got the nomination wrapped up. Why would you go take a risk?
Bernie Sanders because he just yells all the time.
Yeah.
I like anybody who's mad all the time.
Yeah.
Anybody
who's... That's why you liked him.
Huh?
That's why you liked him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you had a kind of Bernie Sanders thing going on there. Really? I was like 1%, and you
feel the temp. You wish. Okay, Casey, thank you for joining us. Thanks. Do you have any final thoughts on Joanna?
Joanna's a bitch, and I thought the script was well written.
Thank you, Casey. You're a man of high integrity.
I like the recap on things we haven't said yet. That's what I particularly appreciate.
I try to get out in front of issues.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, if that's it, then I guess we can wrap this up.
Thank you.
Until next time, we'll see you next time on History Dweebs.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Casey.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.